Inconsistent.
Do you remember me going to you in the basement of the church and be like, yo, nigga, show me Photoshop. I gotta make a fake check. You were so annoyed. You were like, you just gotta learn. And I'm like, this motherfucker.
Yeah, my mic is off.
You sure it's not inverted into your
dick? Nah, it's definitely low. How long now? I can hear your stuff.
You ever seen ASMR videos?
In your throat. ASMR? No, what does that stand
for? They do stuff like this. I'm gonna give you a small snippet of what they do.
That sound that we just heard was enough.
They're gonna go, you see this?
The basement.
That's what they do.
That shit is. Don't rub on it. Oh god, that feels good. Like when you're sucking dick, and then she goes like this.
What?
On the side, like combs the hairs.
I
like to part the. Try it. Try it. You're in the basement.
Oh god.
What the fuck? This is how I'm gonna talk from now on. This is gonna be the topic.
Your face.
Jesus Christ.
When did you grow up to be such a pussy? What happened to you? You forgot where you were from? See, sometimes that little box be lying and you wanna fucking move this shit over and make the adjustments accordingly.
Sometimes the box be lying.
They do this too, they go.
Oh yeah.
People love that stuff. I don't know why. Look, some people do this. Look, two birds with one stone. She's just doing the clicky thing that everybody likes to hear. And then I think afterwards she eats it. People love the sounds of people eating. Why? I don't know. It's weird stuff people are into. But it's such a huge category of YouTube.
There we go. Welcome to the basement, you fucking cunts. So you be watching that creepy shit. Do you jerk off to it? Don't do it. You gotta try it. It's amazing.
Alrighty then. We're here. Lower my thing. Jeez, I'm so loud.
I told you to do that while I was fucking working. You know what this means? That we don't have to put the thing in so close to our mouth.
Yeah. I'm back here. There's like a fist.
This is like a fist.
Look at my tan. Can you see it? Like right around here.
Nigga, you look pale as shit. I look like I'm fucking, like I need to get my pressure taken.
Yeah, you gotta get heart problems.
I do. I just tell my body, like, it's there's little departments and each are working and they're strategizing. Like the engineer when you were playing Bridge Crew on the Oculus.
That's what's happening right now with your blood.
I'm telling the engineer, listen, transfer power to the heart. Now transfer power to
I'm
the
giving it all she's got, Captain.
Send it to the bunghole. We gotta take a shit.
Yo, we meet somebody in my job. We were talking about how many people die a year taking a crap.
That's a real number?
There's a number.
Computer, how many people die taking a shit a year?
From thematcruises.com. It's estimated that around 200 people per year die on cruises, although, in reality, this number is probably higher.
Did she say cruises?
She said cruise. I think she totally misunderstood you.
Okay.
You said shit, and I think she said her ship.
What's funny about that is that I forgot what I said. And
computer, how many people a year die using the restroom?
There are approximately 1,800,000 162,017 deaths per year in Russia, which is about 3.2%.
That's not what I said either.
Wow.
She's dumb.
She's dumb, but she's
smart. Fuck you, bitch.
She's also smart.
Let's see how smart she is. Hey, Google. Hey, Google. What was the question?
How many people die a year using the bathroom?
How many people die a year using the bathroom?
These came back from a search.
She's not going to tell you. She wants you to find out on your own.
She doesn't want to say.
She's like, I'll do the research, but I'm not going to tell you. You figure that out. Here goes all the research.
Toilet-related injuries and deaths.
Okay. Well, that sounds like I might fall and hit the toilet.
This is true.
I'm talking about people straining and giving themselves a heart attack. Or maybe blowing out their intestines and dying.
Defecation.
Defecation. Okay, how many?
I don't know. This is Wikipedia, so I can't trust it.
Yeah.
Ask Siri.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. How many people die a year defecating?
Another one that doesn't listen.
Here's what I found.
Wikipedia. Also, toilet-related injuries. How common is it to die while defecating? Let's find out.
Bathroom falls. How many people die here from tripping? Odds of being injured in the toilet.
Oh, oddly enough, a lot of people with heart disease die on the toilet.
Well, there you go. Because you fall asleep.
At the end stages of cardiac failure, an urge to defecate strikes. And many people go to the toilet and die.
Damn.
Ooh, this is a really good question. Ready?
Oh my gosh.
If someone dies while pooping, does poop stop coming out or does it keep going?
This is only for the living niggas. This is not for the guy that died while shitting. Have you ever fallen asleep taking a shit?
No, not yet. I say not yet because I know one day it's going to happen.
You've never fallen asleep.
No. I'm actively doing stuff while I'm in there. I'm not just like.
And that's why you take forever, because you're doing other shit that you could be doing outside.
So this is what I think too. This is
some
another
retarded
thing.
Shit.
I also think
this is some retarded shit.
I also think that if you're doing something, let's say you have your phone and you're just scrolling through whatever, Reddit, Instagram, whatever.
Right.
I think the distraction of you doing this is enough to stop you from actually using the bathroom. So you're there for a long time because you're like, damn, nothing's coming out. All right, I guess I'm done. And then later on, you're like, I gotta use the bathroom again. Because you weren't focused. You're focused on something else.
Right.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You took that long to say the same shit I just said?
What did you say? You said to me if I fell asleep using the bathroom. I don't.
You don't fall asleep because you're. And the reason why niggas like you take so long to release the dragon is because you're doing other dumb shit that you could be doing at another time.
Hey Siri.
When I take a shit.
Play Unleash the Dragon.
Play Unleash the Dragon on Spotify.
Oh, that's good.
Got it. Asking Spotify.
Why is her voice different than the other one? How many you got in there?
I got a lot in there.
Unleash the dragon.
So when I use the bathroom, I.
This is a good song, actually.
I go in to use the bathroom.
You don't bring your phone with you?
No, nigga. I go in this because it's coming out. Not because I'm going to sit there and start playing with shit until it decides to come out.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, but still.
No, yeah. No, no. Oh, yeah. Nothing.
Making it seem like you're there when it's an emergency. Like, oh, I got
time out. Time out. Time out. I want to walk you through the steps of what we just discussed. You go into the toilet and do other shit, waiting for your shit to fall out of your shit.
But I'm going in there because I have to use the bathroom.
I go there because the shit is coming out.
I know. You go there in an emergency.
No, it's not an emergency. It's like, oh, I feel it. Let me go get rid of this. And I go, plop.
I think your alert system is set too high.
You go.
I think my alert system is like, look.
My alert system thinking about the game.
Because your shit is getting too far to the exit before you get alerted.
Hold on. This nigga, I had this discussion with my son. And I don't think, I'm surprised.
He's in there for a long time too?
Yeah. I don't think you're understanding my point. My point is pretty simple.
I know. I just like.
You know what that means? Your alert system is really low.
No, it's too high. It gives me alert before the exit.
Way before.
Exactly. And then I'm waiting there. And
mine is at the right level where it's like, you better go in. I go hold it.
But you got to give yourself enough time to get to your destination. It sounds like your alert system is right there. Like, you're like,
I live in a little box.
I know, but what if you're outside? Do you crank it different when you gotta use, when you're outside in the public?
No, I just, the alert system for me is like, can I get, okay, if I had to put a time, can I get to a toilet in an hour? That's my window.
That's a good time.
And I don't want to experience holding it because I feel like that's unnecessary exercising. Whatever.
Exercising.
La tripa, mija.
I think you have a little bit other problems too.
So, no. And how many shits do you take a day? This came up
at least recently. Two.
They say three.
I say at least two. I take one in the morning.
I take two dedicated pretty much 90% of the year.
I take one in the morning.
99% of
you the take
year.
One in the morning when you wake up?
Boom. That like shit clockwork. Is coming
up. As soon as I get up, I put the coffee to make, and then I go in the bathroom. When I get out, coffee's done.
The same routine all the time?
Every morning. As soon as I wake up, the first thing I do...
Set the coffee out.
Set the coffee. But, and then when I'm doing it, I feel like I gotta pee so bad. Because I'm like, oh my God, hurry up, hurry up. Then I go, and the coffee's making while I'm in the bathroom. By the time I get out, coffee's ready to go.
That's some bullshit.
And then when I get... And then after I'm done working, I feel like I need to use the bathroom.
After you're done working.
Yeah. I feel like I need to use the bathroom. And it's funny because there's a few other guys at work that...
And you guys
we have
all false,
we have false four stalls. I know exactly who's in which stall at, when I go in there.
Jesus Christ. All right. So... I don't want to hear about your adventures in the toilet.
And I know what they smoke. So when I go in there, I can smell. I'm like, it smells like a Black and Mild. I know who's in there. Or if it's a Newport, I know who's in there.
And it's for Marlboro?
Nobody smokes Marlboro. What are we? What are we doing here?
I don't know.
This is New York.
That was one of my first cigarettes, a Marlboro.
The red one?
I think it was the white.
Oh, the lights? Remember Carlo used to smoke those?
No, the red one. It was the red one.
Carlo used to smoke Marlboro lights, remember? Ugh. I hated it. But he would give them away freely. So like,
I was walking.
And then you remember Newports? Have you ever smoked Newports?
Nigga, for a hot minute.
I know. I used to smoke Newports and then I didn't smoke for a while. And then I went back and I smoked Newport. I was like, this is powerful. And then I it was too strong for me. And then I went to Salem Lights for a while.
Ew. That had like a silvery taste.
Silvery taste. Interesting. No, it was perfect for me. Salem Lights.
It was like...
And then I tried Parliaments. Remember Parliaments?
Wow,
I can't believe I'm going back. Wow. I tried Parliaments.
I instantly saw the lettering, the font.
Yeah.
I saw the whole shit.
I tried Parliaments. And I think what I settled on was one of two cigarettes. It was the Newport Lights. They were like perfect. And then also, you remember the Marlboro Menthols? It was like a light blue pack of Marlboros.
I fuck with those.
Those were good too.
The lights, with it was all white.
Yep.
With so a little green line.
Either one of those two were fine with me.
Shit.
I think probably the menthol, Marlboro menthols really got me. I was like, these are really good, okay.
They got it right. That was smooth.
But now it's over. Those days are gone.
I was walking and somebody was smoking a cigarette, and this was pretty much every day, almost every moment when I go to work.
They just blowing smoke in your face as
well. It's smoke. Like, it's especially in the city, right? Like, I'm gonna smell.
You ever walked into somebody's fart?
For sure.
I mean,
New York City is a fart. When you go into the subway system, you're in a fart.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like,
it's the fart of the AC that's blown the air from inside the train from the farting people that are breathing and farting from their mouth.
I was in H&M the other day and I walked past somebody. And as I walked past them, I tasted the cloud of fart. And I was like, damn, man. This guy was crap dusting and I ran right into it.
Now, you sure? It could have been the little lady right under him. You never know, nigga.
It was only us two in that aisle. I know.
Oh, Did you just walk up into the aisle? Because he probably was looking for an empty aisle.
We were both in there. We walked right past each other.
Oh.
And as soon as I walked past it, I walked away and I was like, I gotta get out of here. I don't want to be part of the store anymore.
You never went back to the store?
I stopped going to H&M forever. I was done. I was like, I'm out of here. That was a sign to get out the store. I never find anything I like in that store.
And it was a fat guy. That's weird because usually fat people.
I didn't say he was fat.
I associated fat with.
It was a tall white guy.
Farting.
See? Yo, that's a prejudice, I think.
For farting?
Yeah. You think, fat people are nasty.
So farting people should be offended?
No, I think fat people should
be. If we're going to be fair, we got to think about the people that were actually farting. Maybe the farting was offended.
No, but you. He said it. Fat. He was a fat guy. Only fat guys do stuff like that.
Supposedly they were fat shaming. What's the girl that plays the flute?
Lizzo. No. They weren't fat shaming her. She was fat shaming her dancers.
Something like that. Right. Something about fat shaming Lizzo with the flute.
Okay, ready for the story?
Dale, mija.
She had a show. I think it was
on El Bonjinger.
I think she was on Amazon Prime. She had a show and she was like, I need backup dancers for my concert, whatever.
Bitches that look like me.
But I want them to be big girls like me.
To represent.
So she got big girls to you know, whatever audition.
Like Joe Rogan said, because, you know, I'm definitely using my versions because fat bitches can dance, right?
Yeah. So they got the girls to dance. They got them on tour. While they're on tour, she's fat shaming them, saying stuff about them being fat and stuff. And then they went to Amsterdam. Did you hear about this part? After they're done with a show or before the show, I don't remember. They went to the red light district of Amsterdam.
Right.
Very popular. And one of the girls that were there in Amsterdam used to have a show where she put a banana in her thing and then shoot it out. So Lizzo, they were like, this is funny. Lizzo grabbed the banana and made one of her dancers eat the banana. So the woman sued her.
So it got Disney.
Huh?
It got very Disney.
Yeah. So the dancer sued her for the banana and also for fat shaming. And apparently something came out where the girl said, either in the audition or something, she's like, I had to take a crap and I didn't want to leave, so I crapped myself a little bit. Which is her fault, first of all. You gotta use the bathroom. Just like, I'll be right back.
See, her levels is really low.
Yeah, her levels is low. But also, that just shows you the type of mentality that they're like, it's not my fault. This is your fault.
Supposedly, I think this, I don't know, because I don't remember where I heard the story from, but supposedly, he told her to crap herself.
Oh.
Lizzo told her to crap yourself, and she did.
Oh, if that's the case, then she might have something.
For what?
I don't know. Something. You can sue somebody.
I mean, you isn't she getting paid? I mean, not to crap, right? But to dance.
But you know, I think this is what I really think happened. Okay, ready for my
fat girls can dance.
No, wait a minute. This is what I really they can. Think. This is what I believe it. This is what I really think.
No, happened. I've seen it.
Okay, what I think happened. What the fuck? What I think happened was the fat girls were dancing, and then they would dance on tour. 2-3 hours a night.
And they're tired.
And their knees.
Ay.
And riñones. And everything in their body is like aching. This is the most they've ever moved in their life.
And that Lizzo and doesn't have to rehearse. Lizzo doesn't have to rehearse.
She got to play a little flute, shake her butt a little bit. She's done. So I think what happened was they were starting to feel the weight of dancing on them.
And they were like, maybe
there has to be a way out.
And I should just watch the show.
And then as soon as she got past the banana, she was like,
comida.
Oh no, I gotta eat it. Ooh. Then she actually ate it. And then she was like, "Seal." As soon as she took the first bite, she was like, I sealed the deal, everybody. I'm getting paid forever. Thank you, Lizzo. I don't have to dance no more.
Because she's gonna sue?
No, because she didn't want to dance and she was looking for a way out. And when Lizzo passed her the banana, she's like, this is my way out. I could sue her. Let me just eat this banana. Act like, oh no. And now she can sue, and you know, whatever. Lizzo doesn't want to be sued. So she's like, I'll pay her off.
Yeah, 10,000. There you go.
She's like, okay, give me 10,000.
Go buy a car.
Yep. That's what I think. Because I also have a prejudice against fat people, and I don't think they can handle movements, moving so much every night. Because if they could handle the movements, they would no longer be fat anymore. Right?
That would be a common denominator.
Yeah. Little by little, that weight will start disappearing.
Supposedly, Lizzo lost some weight. And what did she say it was? Why?
From, I think it's from working, right? Dancing or something, she said. I think it was like a tweeter. Like
a tweeter? A tweeter?
What do they call it now?
An Xer?
An Xer?
I don't know.
X'd?
You got X'd?
I don't know. What do they call it?
I have no idea.
People still call it tweeting.
They still call it tweeting, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it called now, though? It's not tweeter. It's not tweeter.
It's called X.
X.
Doesn't make sense. Anyway, but yeah.
Wait, we're not the first ones that figured this shit out, right? That doesn't make
somebody,
sense.
Somebody's trying to figure it out.
Probably. We're not the one that's like stuck on this. Or maybe we are and we're that dumb.
Comment below if you know what it is.
Wow. Yeah. So we're not gonna ask these dumb bitches.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Topic. There is a thing. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know the word for it. Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
This is the worst show ever, y'all. This is why people shouldn't even bother. You know what I mean? But it is Friday.
A syndrome. That's what they call it.
He just acted out a syndrome, and while he was looking for the word.
So.
Pendeja.
These guys that climb mountains, you know what I'm saying? Like Mount Everest or whatever.
Okay.
That they're like on the brink of death climbing this mountain. You know what I'm saying? They've noticed it on this specifically, these type of people. Because they're cold, they're hungry, they're thirsty, they're exerting their body a lot. They're really pushing to the brink of, you know. And people die in the mountain. You know, to this day, there's dead bodies on Mount Everest that they can't get down. That people literally walk past them as they're going through the mountain. They see dead bodies frozen, right? These people say that sometimes they're climbing and they're pushing themselves, and then all of a sudden there's a guy next to them, climbing next to them, and he's like, "We got this! Come on, we got it!" And they keep going. So there's a story of a guy that's doing this, and the guy's encouraging him. And then there's a point where the guy's like, "We're not gonna make it. We need to turn back. It's too dangerous." So they start working their way back down the mountain, and then they stop to camp for the night. And the guy that's climbing takes out, you know, some food. And he goes to eat some and he passes them to the guy. But the guy's not there. He's like, where the hell did this guy went? The guy disappeared. He's nowhere to be found. Anyway, the next day the guy wakes up, goes straight down the mountain, finishes his trip. Never finds out who this guy is. Right?
Okay.
It's called the third man syndrome. Okay? This is like, there's people that get into car accidents. And while they're in the car and there's no one around, someone will show up and like, hey, everything's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. The ambulance is on their way. Just you stay awake. Hold on. And they're like, okay. Then the ambulance shows up. And she's like, oh my God, that guy saved me. The guy with the red shirt or whatever.
What do you think that is?
And the ambulance is like, there's nobody here, man. You're by yourself in the middle of the woods. There's nobody here. You know? Or whatever. There's another story, famous story. These guys are taking a trip in Antarctica. Okay? This is back when boats were made out of wood. Ships, you know? They get stranded. Their ice freezes their boat in the middle of the thing. They can't leave. They're stuck. So three guys get together and they're like, we're going to go that way, back where we came from. There's going to be an island over there. We're going to hopscotch from one island to another until we get to this third island where there's like a shipyard it was a whaling station. You know what whaling is, right? When they whale, whatever, fishing, whale. On the way there, there's a fourth guy with them. Walking with them, talking with them, encouraging them. You know, they're all talking to the guy. All three of them are talking to the guy. They finally make it to the whaling station. The guy's gone. That fourth guy is completely gone. Everybody that was there saw the fourth guy. They've all talked to the fourth guy. But when they got there, the fourth guy was gone. Completely gone.
So what do you think that is?
So two theories. One of them is two theories. One of them is psychological. It's like a coping mechanism. You're going through high stress. Because all these things happen during high stress moments.
Exactly. Common denominator. Yep. What's the common denominator?
The
all males, females, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Age? What age ranges?
All age ranges.
Okay.
Except for babies. Well, we don't know.
You know, when you would That part right there. Remember that kid that was in the woods and he survived that famous?
Yeah,
what I was thinking when you were talking. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Like, we don't know. That nigga knows. Definitely had.
That nigga knows. But the second theory.
So it's psychological. The first one, we got psych, which is another common denominator. Go ahead.
The second theory. The most common. Is Yoni. It's a guardian angel.
That's it? I can't believe
it. Put the picture of Mary with the heart holding the heart.
There's some. Put the picture of Mary
holding the heart. With the light.
Bitch, listen to me. You're going to make me forget what I was going to say. Fuck, I did. On you. Get
back in there. You're thinking about that kid.
That kid is fucking Tito.
Show us picture. Just put it.
No, I'll put it up at this point in the podcast. We're looking at it right now, Pendeja. Look, watch. Hold on. Boom, I just put it away, you idiot. Damn, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, so you said the guardian angel. Boo, okay.
Or the psychological.
But there is something. Well, that's technically psychological, too.
Okay. So that's where I this is where me and Mike differ. When we talk about stuff, I say it could be psychological, and that may explain the guardian angel. Or maybe that's how the guardian angel uses that thing to show up. But the guardian angel only shows up when you're high stress, probably. It could be that.
Be anything, but it's still another psychological. Any suggestion that you make in this forum that we're asking, this question that we're debating, any theory is going to be psychological because that's what we are.
Unless that fourth guy got lost and they're like, there was nobody there. Meanwhile, he's in Antarctica like, help, I'm lost.
No, nigga. This is what it is. It's psychological. Whatever suggestion any human makes about this, it's psychological at the end of the day. I think that we see ourselves in that light of, like, our body instinctively, biologically wants to protect itself. Like, if I go to freaking try to stab you, when you get cut, you protect the wound. Like, you don't want to get fucked up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it isn't an easy thing to commit suicide. I don't think it is. Like, I think it... You know what I'm saying? That part. So, instinctively, we want to protect ourselves. So, in extreme situations, it's almost like your inner voice... It's almost like that inner voice took a physical form.
Yeah. Your brain is like, we got to save this body. What do we got to do?
Yeah, listen, I'm here for you. Like, this is your story. You're going to be telling this story later on with your family. Like, your brain is hardwired to, and I think we have that commonality. And we could make it an angel. Like, yeah, the angel came and you're telling that story. Meanwhile, it was... And maybe that's something, I think that whatever that is supernatural.
What the event, that occurrence alone is outside of the,
like, what the hell? What was that? Why do we have that in common? That's crazy. And the only common denominator that we find is what? That they're in extreme situations. Because we said that age is not a factor. Sex is not a factor. It's all high stress situations. So you know how niggas say that when they die and they come back in, this nigga gotta go all crazy. You know when niggas die, bad, blurry. I got $50 cameras, bro. Oh,
that guardian angel. Yeah, I don't think that they're mutually exclusive. I think physical and quote unquote spiritual, whatever, I think they can work hand in hand.
When niggas die, they come with near death experiences.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
Maybe.
Same shit. What do they experience?
It depends. Some niggas experience nothing.
The tunnel, the light.
Not all of them.
They saw their own body.
Some of them.
These are common.
Some of them feel the fire. Some of them feel the heat. They feel the evil presence in the air.
Because they were guilty of some shit. I don't know what to tell
you. Maybe. We don't know.
Again, all at the end of the day, what does it fall under? Psychological. It's just that interpretation.
I just hope that whatever happens to me, I experience the good one. I want to go peacefully.
Well, I'll give you this advice.
I don't want to be pulled into the
shadows. Don't climb no fucking mountain.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
So you could.
Unless.
You don't even go on roller coasters anymore, right?
I don't. I don't see the point. I'm done. Every time I see a roller coaster go around, I'm like, nah, I don't need to go on that. I've done that already. I don't need to prove anything to myself.
Why was it a thing about proving?
But the water slides, I love them. I'll go on a water slide. Why?
What's wrong with enjoying a roller coaster?
It's dangerous.
Why?
You never know. So they can break and fall off.
Like you?
All it takes is a wheel to disconnect.
You see too many videos. That's what that is.
It could be one in a million, but there's billions of people on Earth. It could, one in a million happens all the time.
Yeah, but I know. But the thrill is pretty exciting.
I don't need that. I do the water slides.
I went to Hershey Park. I took my son and my nephew. These niggas, all they wanted to do was do like the little kiddie ride. I was like, what is going on?
You could go to Coney Island for this, kid.
Exactly, it's been way less.
Does he go on roller coasters now?
Yeah, he'll get on roller coasters now. But at that age, I was like, yo, I got on the roller coaster and it's been a minute. I don't even know the name of this shit. And I got on it like, and I was like, I see everybody putting their shoes over there and I forgot that's something you do. On purpose.
Because when niggas die, their shoes fall off. So they like, just make sure I don't die, put my shoes to the side.
So I don't do that, and I leave my chanclas on, my flip-flops. And I got the ones like this, bitch. The ones that you have to hold on with the one string the in between thong. The toe, the thong. The thong.
I would have shoved in my shirt before I put the thing down.
Bro, my fucking toes, like, I did like a whole pretzel between my big toe and my fucking pointer toe.
The whole time, like this, riding the roller coaster.
Not only that, but I had leave my hat on, bro.
Oh my gosh,
bro! And when I got on the ride, it's going, you know, click, 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 and you hear the fucking sound,
and you can feel the weight of the roller coaster back.
And I'm like, oh,
this was a mistake.
I fucked up.
Yep.
And I got to the tip. I'm getting to the peak, and I'm like, fuck it. Yeah. Literally in my mind, I was like, at peace. Fuck, bro, I let go. The hat was gone. I held on to the chocolates. I was like, I got to walk around. And, there might be needles. So I'm fucking, bro. Hershey Park. Bro, I was like, fucking, bro. The fucking teenagers started dying laughing, bro. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh. Fucking. The thrill, though, I got off it. I was like, I could have died. Yeah.
I had a near death experience. You came out looking like that kid.
Bro, that kid went through it.
Yeah, that kid went through it.
It might be possible that voice is still chilling with that nigga right now.
Yo, we should find out where that kid's at today.
If anybody's watching this shit, please tell that nigga to call us.
What if it's him? What if he shows up? I want to be interviewed.
Bro, can you imagine?
I wonder if he remembers it, yo. Like, later, you know.
He has to.
When he becomes an adult, they're like, yo, you want to interview? And he talks about it.
Absolutely. He has to remember. It was probably his mom or his dad.
You know what happened, though? He wandered. Was it him that ran away from his grandmother, and she was too old to catch up to him, and he ran into the woods and he was gone?
Nigga.
Well, that was a different story. There's some sad stories, bro. So devastatingly sad, bro. I don't even want to talk about it. There's so many.
So imagine the stories that are untold.
I know.
Tu te imaginas? Whole families.
Not even that. Stories that are just never even heard of.
No, stuff, yeah, never recorded.
Stuff happens in the middle of Appalachia, whatever.
Niggas that weren't even registered to any registering.
They're just deep in the woods living, and then crazy things happen, and that's it. We never hear from them again.
But, like, there's, like, people that, like, are very indigenous, and if you go, they're fucking murderer. You seen that video?
You're talking about Sentinel Island.
Like, we don't know. There's a whole...
We don't know anything about
that. There's a whole history of niggas. God knows how they died.
There's a story of a kid that recently went, and he was a Christian guy. And he was like an adventurer.
Or whatever. Oh, this sounds like a bad story already.
And he went to go So we'll preach to them.
Here we go.
And he has like a diary, and he writes it, everything that happened. So there's like a history of this. Him, he'll come back and he'll be like, this is what happened. Da-da-da. And one of them was like, he went to the boat, to the edge, and they were like yelling at him. And he's like, I just started preaching the gospel. And then they shot arrows at him, so he left. And I'm like, why would you even... You think they know English? I don't understand.
That was a mic move.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you think you're doing? You think they know English? Yeah. So then later, then the next generation, he says, he goes, and they're saying sounds, like yelling at him. So he says it right back to them, the sounds that they're making, and then they start laughing. So in the book, he writes down, it might be cursing or something because they started laughing when I said it back to them.
That makes sense. It was definitely cursing.
And then, there's a crazy part where the second day they shot an arrow at him. And when they shot the arrow, it hit the Bible that he was holding. And the Bible stopped it.
Oh, Lord.
And then he was like, you know, God save me. Should have been Hail Maria. So then he goes back the third day. And that's when they kill him. They finally get him and kill him.
How the fuck did they get the journal?
He left it on the boat. Oh, he didn't go there on the boat. He was on a fishing vessel. It's illegal to go there because India protects the lands because they know they're indigenous. They want to protect them. So he paid a fishing guy, a guy that they fish in the area, to stay on their boat. And then every day he'll go on a little boat and then sail over there and then meet back up with the shipping boat at night.
Wildin'.
Yeah.
That's some ballsy shit, bro.
That is. There's a story.
Ballsy shit.
It's ballsy, but it's also
really fucking dumb.
It's dumb. It's unplanned.
It is so
It was just
dumb.
There was no plan.
Which gives more balls to the balls part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But because if he had to have known it was incredibly dumb,
he thought
what he was gonna make a.
He probably thought, oh, God's gonna protect me from this. And God's like, I did. I gave you a brain to think. What are you talking about? I gave you a brain to think.
Don't put it like that. You're going to hurt a lot of Christians' feelings. There's baby Christians that can't absorb what you just said.
There's Christians that are in the game for 20, 30 years that can't get that.
Which is
they hear
why
that,
I'm like,
they immediately start
the idea glitching. Of baby Christians, seasoned Christians. I'm like, yo.
Seasoned.
Can we stop? Can we just stop talking?
But it was just no plan involved. I'm just going to go there and talk to them. And there's a story of a guy that walked over and actually reached out and touched. They shook his hand. They touched hands because he was giving them coconuts. Now, they know what coconuts are. So they were like, they went over and took it. And I think he gave him like a little pig too. But then they gave him other stuff that they didn't know what it was. And they buried it under the sand. So there's something about that culture. We will never, we'll find out hopefully one day.
Imagine you give him a cell phone. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They'll bury it.
If they see it. Just the light alone, like, oh!
You know? Just leave the flashlight on?
There's a story of these guys that were fishing in the area, and they got drunk while they were fishing, and they fell asleep on the boat, and the boat coasted to the island, and they caught them, and they killed them, right? And they killed the two guys in the boat. The boat, you could, on the satellite, you can see the boat stranded on the island still. But the people from the island were breaking pieces off the boats and putting it on arrows. So the metal, like, part of the ship, so now they're using it. You know, and this guy was explaining, he goes, it's they were in the Stone Age and they jumped to making, you know, metal tools without the middle part, you know, without the Copper Age or the Bronze Age. They just went straight to making tools out of that.
Like upgrade.
Yeah, right away. You
upgrade.
Know,
upgrade.
But
that's crazy.
But imagine you're on the island. It's hard to imagine because we know things. So like imagine you're living on the island. You know nothing about no airplanes. And every once in a while, an airplane passes by or a helicopter. Because during the tsunami, remember the tsunami?
Oh,
like 2008 that happened in the area? The government went to go check on them to see if they were still alive. So a helicopter flew by with a light. And they showed up on the island and started shooting arrows at the helicopter.
So do you think there was a period in time where man, you know, didn't have... think about this. A flashlight. The flashlight on your phone. A flashlight.
Yeah.
That must have been one of the things they buried. Because think about...
It's magic.
Think about that. Think about the age where...
The sun.
No, the only thing that they had as light source was fire. So imagine for them, for a second, that light source. It's nighttime and you're rolling up with a device in your hand and it's light.
Yeah, they see it from, they see the boat lit up.
Hold on, but it's light, but it doesn't burn you.
Yeah.
They're holding a torch with fire because they use that to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And they look at you and you're holding a fucking flashlight. And they're like,
how are you doing
that? How could you touch the fire? Yeah,
but they see the boats and the distance probably every night. Nigga. Sailing across. They see the lights. They probably have a whole religion on that. Oh, yeah, the gods, they sail. You see them every night. You ever heard of... oh, God, what's the name of it? The cargo...
And they fly with these loud...
Yeah. There's something, there's a religion, I forget what it's called. I think it's called the cargo something. So in World War II, you know, America's fighting whatever, Japan or whatever. So they got to go to these islands, these remote islands, and they have to build bases. So that way they can, you know, fly their planes, land, fuel up, keep going the rest of the mission, come back. You know what I'm saying? So they went to an island where there was like indigenous population. And they just like pretty much ignored them. And they just built their base, their army base there, right? So the indigenous got to watch everything that was going on while the war was taking place. And then when the Americans were done, they packed up all their stuff and left. They took everything with them, unlike Biden. But but later on, people went to the island to visit the indigenous and they built their own airfield and they built their own airplanes. And that's like their religion now. They built the whole religion on that.
On weapons.
Yes, I think it's called the cargo some religion, because they would notice that airplanes or helicopters would fly by and drop boxes, and inside the boxes was food and canned, you know, whatever. So they make the airfield hoping that an airplane comes and brings them stuff.
But they don't have a helicopter.
No, they don't have anything. But it's made out of wood. What is it? It's called the cargo something. It's such an interesting... But what I would like to do is talk to the people today and be like, what's your
religion? So if those niggas exist now... And a flashlight would be something of a god-like figure thing. Because think about it. My gosh, bro. Think about...
Oh, it's called the cargo cult.
The cargo cult.
Are you going to look it up or not?
Nope. You know why? Because... That just means we ain't shit. Humans?
Yep.
We are not shit. We could learn so much.
Look what they built. Damn, I gotta know how to show this.
Those niggas had to been there like that for a crazy ass minute.
What do you mean?
Like they didn't just become that, right? So they have generations in history that dawns back what? How long?
Yeah, since the beginning of whatever, you know?
What is whatever though? Like how long is it, do you know?
Before Adam and Eve, probably.
Don't tell Mike. Like, were they a part of the main country at all at one point?
I don't know. Migrated
off from, you know what I mean? Some part in time recorded history. They were like, yo, leave us alone. We're not with it.
Well, I mean, think about how long they had to be. Because they didn't know anything about no modern technology. They were still with, you know, sticks and rocks. That's really all they had. And then all of a sudden, these boats show up and airplanes and military build walls. And all of a sudden, there's something going on. There's lights. And for days and days and weeks and months, they're just there watching from a distance.
I would have probably committed suicide.
And then every once in a while, a soldier runs over and gives them like a little piece of chocolate. And they eat it. And oh my God, the gods.
They're
and then
sweet.
One day they pack up and they leave. And they're like, they're walking where they used to be and they're touching the floor and they're like, it's all gone.
And they start mimicking.
We want them back. Let's build the airfield. Let's build everything they had.
So they would want to come back.
So they wouldn't want to come back.
And give us some more chocolate.
You know? And at this point, they've been doing it since World War II was over. So let's say 45 or something like that, World War II ended. So since 1945 to today.
Bro, it's just mind-boggling that
people are born and live their entire life and die in this religion.
That's nice. I'm just dumbfounded at that fact that we still have that in our globe.
Like indigenous tribes?
Yeah.
They just found one in the Amazon.
I don't know why, to me, that's just amazing.
Yeah. That's just show you there's still stuff on Earth we have no idea about.
And then we're complaining about... Oh, my God.
First world problems?
I don't know. What that would be, right? Well, that would be what, third world?
Third world.
Fourth.
Like ninth. Yeah, there's nothing. They have no world. There's just them. It's just little.
They just became a thing for us. We just became aware of them. They've been just there.
They might have seen people, like our effect, but they didn't know what it was. Like, how many times you're sitting and you watch an airplane fly by, all you see is mad far away, just a red and blue dot flashed. They're probably in the middle of the rainforest looking up like, oh, look, another one. They have no idea what it is.
How do you think, do you think that their social structure and their governing of their tribe or their hut, whatever, do you think that it's similar to, or it's primordial?
I mean, most cultures, as far as I understand, most of them is just male dominated, like a king or whatever.
So there would be a leader. A cacique. A sensei?
No, a sensei.
Master.
Like a master.
A master.
Cacique is a king in Taino.
Cacique.
It's not Spanish at all. It's whatever language they spoke. What's the name of the Arawak? Arawak. I think that's the language they spoke.
Arawak. You know what's that? Again, I'm just dumbfounded at the fact that we still have indigenous people that have been doing
because their they own live thing. Isolated,
stupid isolated,
right? So a long time ago in history, boats went to North Sentinel Island where these people are. They weren't violent with the people. They got there, they met people, shook hands. Those people, the whites, they kidnapped two or three people from the island, put them on the boat, and brought them to, you know, civilization, quote unquote.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So they're showing them everything. That's like driving at 1,000 miles an hour. If you're seeing so much stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's like the first time you see the color purple. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. They see the color purple for the first time. They're like, what is that? Purple?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They're seeing all these things. And those people, one of them was an older woman.
First of all, I was going to say, can you imagine that being you? That would require
that's
you.
That's like being abducted by an alien, on. Bro.
That would be like you trying to imagine being like them. That's hard enough to then try to imagine what it would be like to experience civilization.
Bro, they're seeing now. They're seeing things they can't even comprehend what they're looking at either.
Bro,
you know, like you said, a flashlight. They don't even understand what it is.
A flashlight.
They don't know what it's made of. Think about it. You touch this. What is this? Glass. They don't understand what glass is. Plastic, rubber.
Forget
They've
about
never
that.
Seen anything that can do this.
You know the old police flashlights that you can knock somebody over with? A tataquieto? One of those? A flashlight. They would be like, how do you have fire?
Why was it so heavy? What is this, rock?
How could you touch fire? Because all they know is fire, heat. Fire, heat, same shit. Yeah. You have light, but you don't have any heat. It doesn't burn. You're a god.
So anyway, one of them is an older woman. The older woman winds up catching some kind of disease and dies.
Of course.
Because she's been isolated for so many generations. They don't have the immune system we have.
That handshake?
Killed.
That was it.
Yeah. So, two of the kids, I think one of them got sick or whatever, they decided to give them back to the island, back to the people, because they were, like, dying to give them back to people. From that point forward, those people were violent to any outsiders. A lot of people don't know what happened to those kids, but they think those kids got sick, probably got other people sick, and they realize these people are bad. We got to get rid of this group that got sick in our group. They got to die. Now we can't trust any of these outsiders. They would kill us. Outbreak, yeah.
Damn.
Again, it's like being abducted by an alien.
That's sweet.
Well, you know, if we don't catch disease. But think about it. If an alien abducted us, we'd be in the same position because we don't have the alien's immune system. We don't even know what kind of diseases they got. Sure, we got freaking polio vaccine and
the COVID.
And the COVID one that saves,
and the, you know, COVID that saved everybody. Safe and secure. Civilizations.
It's safe and secure.
Yes.
So don't make fun of it. Fauci already told us it's safe and secure. I'm still alive.
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, you gotta get another booster. That's the problem.
No.
But no. If you got abducted by aliens, we don't have their immune system.
It's bad. It's bad when the person, the lady, gives you the shot and she goes for one vial, but then she looks at you and she goes for another.
Oh,
that's bad.
Like, oh, it's not strong enough. Let's get this one. It looks real.
we don't need. I think the real thing was, nah, we don't need him anymore.
Or what? He's white. Wait, I think he's Puerto Rican. I got the Puerto Rican one.
Oh.
That's how they gotta cut our numbers.
I'm telling you.
That's it.
Do out?
It's over.
Why?
The apocalypse is near, nigga.
You really think that shit is popping off?
The apocalypse?
Yo.
No.
A lot of people
think about how often they say this. We just passed one, remember?
A lot of people think the flat earth. They believe the plato with the little dish cover.
Yeah, a lot of people believe in that, yeah. That doesn't mean it's true. That just means a lot of people are dumb.
And I think
that just proves that a lot of people are dumber than we really thought.
I also think that a lot of people low-key are going to vote for Trump but never say it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of them might lie.
That's why I don't think Biden, if anybody ran instead of Biden, they'd win. Anybody, except for Kamala Harris. Do not put her. I don't even think Trump should win. I think Trump shouldn't run.
I don't think Biden runs.
He's going to run. Ready for my prediction?
Oh, here we go. Here comes la mierda.
Michelle Obama is going to be the next president.
Oh, I've been said that.
Yeah, so it's over. Michelle Obama. You still heard it here first in the basement.
I've been said that shit, nigga. I promise you.
So if Michelle Obama ran, she'd win by a landslide.
Not even trying.
Not even try. She don't even have to campaign. She's got to put her name in the box. You got to go to vote? I'm not going to vote for Trump or Biden. I don't know. What? Michelle Obama? Hell yeah. She didn't even need to tell anybody. You find out the day of.
You know who's going to be her VP, right?
Kamala Harris. Donald Trump, even better.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Jesus Christ.
You felt it? You felt that shit.
Imagine Obama becoming the vice president.
What?
Barack Obama. Her husband becomes the vice president.
He's the first man.
They would win forever. They would change the government structure. They'd be like, okay, we're going to allow to have president for life now.
Why?
Because they love them. These people love them. But Oprah's no good.
I never said she was. I'm
Michelle
just saying.
Michelle Obama should run. If she ran, she'd win. And it wouldn't be good for the country.
No. It'll be another like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, we chilling.
It'll be the civil war will continue. Right now, we're like in a civil cold war where nobody's fighting.
We're arguing, though.
We're just arguing a lot. We're arguing a lot. We hate each other.
There are scuffles and a few deaths.
Yeah, but nothing, we're not going to full out blow.
Well, we're not ready to shut it down just because a few people want on out.
And I think.
And that goes for both sides, both of you motherfuckers.
If Trump wins, though, it continues as well. Biden wins, it continues. They need somebody totally different. The DeSantis, I don't know why he even bothered running.
I'm telling you right now, I think Trump is going to win.
I think Trump's going to, but he shouldn't run. It should be somebody else. There's no way these are best options here.
Playing the safe card, you little pussy?
What do you mean?
You're not going to go for Trump?
Am I not going to vote for Trump?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to vote for Trump.
You're going to vote for Biden?
I'm not going to vote for Biden either. I'll write in a candidate. I'll put Justin Amash before I put any of these two. I don't even know who's running for president for my party. It might be Samuel Smith? I forgot his name.
Well, that's not a good sign if you don't know your guy.
I don't need to know the guy. I just need to know the party.
It's just about the ideas.
You got to get more in there. Once we get more in there, all right, let's start working on it.
I'm just playing like cruise control.
Yeah, but I don't think Trump should win because I don't like him for the country.
What the fuck is that's the whole job, nigga.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he should.
That's the whole entire game.
That's why I don't want him to win. Why? I think somebody else should run.
But why?
He's not good for the country as a whole. He's gonna continue the stupid Cold War thing you just said talking about.
What?
The civil Cold War
of racism.
No, of the liberals versus the conservatives. That's not going to end now. If either Biden or Trump wins, it's just going to continue. The stupid stuff we're talking about.
When did it ever end?
Well, before it started. It didn't exist.
Well, when did it start? It's been like that for...
It started early 2000s, late mid-2000s. That's when it really started hitting. Because there was little talks here and there, but nothing... It's been like that forever. Little talks here and there. Think about it. The liberals used to be about freedom of speech. Now, no more.
Bro, they would tit for tat forever.
Nixon.
No, but not as bad as it is now. Before it was political.
It was just showy.
It was showy. But that was political. Now this is, it has entered into the culture, where now every freaking Baskin Robbins has a view. Why do Baskin Robbins need to even talk about that?
Because they can.
They should sell ice cream. That's all they should do.
And they're gonna be able to have their opinion.
Bud Light's gonna have this this beer that has a picture of that girl, the gay one, whatever her name is, or his, whatever it is. That started a whole thing. They shouldn't be involved in any of this. It should just be America's beer with pictures of the horses.
But isn't America freedom of speech?
Yeah, freedom. But it should not. We shouldn't be fighting over these things in a culture. We should come to.
Who's fighting?
The culture.
So whose fault is it?
It's Trump, Biden, those kind of mentality of pushing culture.
Because a company decided to put trans on their beer.
Yes. Exactly.
That's Trump and Biden's fault.
Trump and Biden, the mentality that they have, yes, is their fault.
Because a company, a private company, a government company?
A private company.
Because a private company, America.
Yeah, they're following the orders from their leaders. And they're doing it.
So Biden told them or Trump told them? Who told them?
No, you don't understand the way the culture war works.
Yeah.
The culture war works by popularity. Okay?
Right.
So if the popular thing is Black Lives Matter, you're going to see it everywhere.
Right. So
you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that they're pushing these cultural agendas that leak into the private market. And it leaks into the colleges first. It leads into the private market now.
But it, festers,
but it shouldn't be like
that. It festers from there. And nests
yeah, but it shouldn't be like that at all. But it should be like, I disagree. It should be Trump saying, I disagree with Biden. Biden say, I disagree with Trump. But they should both say, but we're both for America. So regardless of who wins, we're going to back each other up.
There was an agreement for that party, the GOP, right? Grand Old Party. There was an agreement that they would sign that whoever wins the primary, primary, whoever wins the primary, that we would all back that person. Like whoever ends up winning, we're all gonna back that person up. You agree? Sign.
Yeah.
Trump's like, no, I ain't signing shit.
See what I'm saying? We can't have that.
Why? You can't have a difference of point of view.
You could, but then run for a different party. You know what I'm saying? Why you're messing up? So basically, what the GOP is saying is like, "Hey, we're gonna play like gentlemen," and Trump is like, "No, I'm not gonna play like a gentleman."
He doesn't have to.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't have to. But that's what I'm saying. It's bad for the country. He is bad for the country.
He's trying to change the look of the party.
Yeah, and he has, and that's bad for the country. It started a cultural civil war
of people fucking around.
People freaking running through the streets with the freaking, remember the tiki torches?
And that's Trump's fault.
100% that's Trump's fault.
So he's guilty of the January 6th.
No, I'm not saying he's guilty of anything.
Oh.
You're talking about a crime. I'm not talking about crimes. I'm talking about culture. He's influencing people.
Isn't that a crime?
No, it's not.
Why not?
Because you're not telling anybody to do anything.
But the culture part, if festering a culture?
That's something different. That's freedom of speech, freedom of...
He's chilling.
Yeah. He's not. I'm not worried about him being locked up for any of that stuff. You know, if anything, he's going to be locked up for the stuff he did with the voting fraud stuff. Or that situation between him and Georgia and New York. He's got problems there. And the reason why, if I had to guess, the reason why he doesn't want to agree to that is probably because he's like, no, I have to be president or I'm going to jail. I have no choice.
That's such a good story.
That's how conspiracy theories start.
That's exactly what that is.
That's exactly what it is.
And you love that one. That's your favorite.
That's going to happen.
No te miente. You think he's going to get locked up?
Do I think he's going to get locked up?
Yes.
It depends what they find him guilty of. If he goes to a trial, like with people that like jurors.
You sound like a news reporter. Do you think he is going to jail?
It depends who the juror is.
See or no?
It depends who the juror is.
It's either yes or no, sir.
I don't have an answer. I don't know who the jury is going to be.
Do you think he is guilty of
deciding? I don't know proof to have. No, I'm not. The January 6th is done. He's not going to be guilty of that. No way.
The voter fraud.
It depends what he did. I don't know. There's secrets we don't know about.
So, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
He's
a politician. He can't answer the question.
No, Biden. No, think about not Biden.
No, está mintiendo.
What's Trump's vice president? What's his name?
Trump's what?
Trump's vice president. I forgot. Mike Pence.
Hold on. Let's take a little break.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
No, it literally it's like time travel.
No, but yeah, I'm going to forget. Mike Pence came out and told the court, went under oath and gave a friggin' statement saying, no, Trump told me to get to tell these states not to count those votes, to get rid of those votes so he could win. If that's true, he's guilty. But that's not that's not the way the law works. The law doesn't work if you're guilty or innocent. That's irrelevant. What's relevant is what you can prove.
Do they have it?
Do they have proof? I don't know. So there was a woman. She's a lawyer for these things, and she started highlighting the freaking what they're accusing him of, and what he actually did. So she was like, okay, they're accusing him of this. She highlighted it, and then she goes to the records and she goes, he actually did it. So he's guilty of this. Check. They're accusing him of this. Okay, let's go to the records. And she finds it. Yep, he's guilty of that too. So she went down the list and she shows, no. She's like, I'm a regular ass lawyer. I'm not a freaking professional. Like, you know, I don't work for the government. And I'm finding it easily within the stuff that they submitted. I don't need to do any investigation. So if this is what they're coming with, then they're going to find him guilty. But that does not relevant. It matters what the jurors find them of. If the jurors are all hardcore Republicans, he's getting away scot-free, not guilty. Easy. It depends where they do it at. Now, if they're all liberals, he's going to jail. Even if he's innocent, he's going to jail. Because it doesn't matter if you're innocent or guilty. It matters what they say.
Who's ever in power?
The freaking jury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's ever in power?
I mean, I guess that's power in the courtroom, but you know what I'm saying?
It's the responsibility, sir.
Yeah, but if they're...
Bitch, it's your responsibility.
We've seen this with, especially...
Tú quieres ser americano?
We've seen this with the Republican and the Democrat Party. They will lie, steal, and cheat to have their guy win. Both parties do that. So if the jury... That's what I'm saying. It matters who the jury is. That's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? The best case that Trump has is to be a stalemate in the jury and to be a mistrial. All right, mistrial. I'm out. I got more time. Push it further back. Push the next court as far back as you can push it. Let's see if the statute of limitations. Come on, lawyer. Help me out here. Let's try to get rid of this.
Would he be good as a president beside that notion? That aside.
Yeah, I think he's a good president, yeah. He's just not good for the country. And this is what I've been saying. He shouldn't run. He should support a new guy. And say, hey.
That's Ron DeSantis?
No, Ron DeSantis, he shouldn't run. I think... Who the Republicans have? Probably Vivek, whatever his last name is. The Indian guy. Vivek Razami, something like that. He actually sounds very good. He's a good... Mike put a video of him talking about...
I don't listen to Mike.
Yeah, all right. So he's a pretty good guy.
That's dangerous stuff. You don't want to be doing that.
The only thing, he has some weird views that I don't agree with, but for the most part, he'd be great.
Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders is too old. He's done.
He's still around?
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
He's probably sitting in that chair still. With the mittens on. Looking like that kid.
Yo, they are the same person. That's crazy. That kid went to some shit.
Yeah.
Bro.
That's Biden right now. 100% that's Biden. Every day when he gets home after going out and speaking in the press, he comes back like that. And they're like, sir, just take it easy. They give him his injections.
The cocaine was Biden's.
His sons. If you can't get high in your father's house, where else can you get high at? If you don't feel safe getting high in your dad's house.
Your dad's house.
Come on now. You're not going to walk in your dad's house with a little bit of weed in your pocket? Not worried about it?
And who's not getting checked like that?
Only the children. That's it. The wife, the children, that's
Who's
it.
Who's not getting checked like that?
Yeah, that's it. Biden's going to walk in with his wife and his kid. They're going to let him walk right in. No problem, sir.
Because, again, who's not getting pat down to go into the White House? That's not
that's
the wife and kid.
It's funny because the Secret Service probably watched them walk in. They look at each other like, he definitely has something on him.
He's fucking probably pouring down his nose.
He's just... You know, next... You know, niggas high on coke, they start moving their jaw like that.
Yeah.
Yo, you remember Danny from the restaurant? The owner and Carlo? Yeah, right? They used to be like that. Carlo was like that.
With his little ass mouth?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Wow.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now. We went through some shit. We're old, nigga.
Yeah. It's funny. I'd be talking to people and I'd be telling them stuff. And they're like, how many lifetimes did you have? I'm like, I didn't even do a lot of stuff. I'm just telling you stuff that I've experienced. It did.
Exactly.
It's just different.
Because you look old, bitch.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
With those shorts, you look like a fucking pedophile.
What are you're messing up the screen.
Ah! They see the nakedness. Bitch.
You've ruined it.
You don't feel like there's been decades of lives that you've lived through? We're going to answer that question when we come back. But I want you to actually think about...
Nigga, of course. Chop at least up, four.
Chop it up in 5-year increments.
Oh, yeah. But also, you know, we go through different eras of life. Different eras of things that happen.
We didn't know shit. I still
think about
know
if you
shit.
Switch a job, you're immediately changing a lot of people you meet. A lot of stuff that goes on. I eat in different places. I go to different places.
It's the same shit, nigga.
But because I switched jobs. Now instead of working in Queens, now I work in Manhattan. So it's a totally different
bitch, lifestyle. It's the same shit. We know what's different. You.
We'll be right back. Jose's going to take a piss.
If you enjoyed this episode, check out this episode right here. Remember to hit subscribe and leave a comment below. Check us out at thebasementny.com. With family living in the lower deck, I won't say names, but I was lame and I was spewing disrespect. Turn to God to disaffect. That's worth to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the youngest spitting. I'm spitting for where the sacred text.